bar, Bill. Must be kind of weak on the receive, Bill. You transmit all right. Huh? What'd you say?
I receive music
all right. You can receive the music in here?
Yeah,
you can hear that now, huh? Well, I shut it off. Does it bother you? Oh, you heard it on 2-3. I can't understand why you didn't hear me, because I yapped right in here.
Yeah. Yeah,
from him. I haven't talked to Jeff for over a week.
Yeah. I was up Saturday night to the race. I got home at 2:10, and he did pretty good for a while, and the last time I seen him in Holloway with a wrecker.
What happened to him?
I couldn't tell, it was so far away. But evidently something, they had a 8 or 9 car pile up and might have thrown his front end out or something.
Yeah, well, I gotta get a hold of, I'll have to get a hold of Roy and find out, because I know Roy and his family was up there. And I haven't heard, I didn't know he got in another smash up.
I don't know how bad it was, but they towed away. It was way up in the further corner, pretty hard to see. And I see the wrecker pick him up the whole way, so evidently it broke something.
They hauled Jeff's car away?
Yeah, not him, but the car.
I know, the car. Well, that's too bad. Gosh, he has tough luck. The other race, he was second, and then he swung around, and this one, somebody perhaps bumped him.
Yeah, well, of course, when you take 36 of those on the track, go around like mad, it's pretty hard to steer clear of them.
Yeah, there ain't much room there, huh? As big as that track is, there isn't much room to maneuver around them. You might say the least way of resistance is the best.
Yeah, you take some time when I start the last car to put it in back of the first one. Yeah. There wasn't too much distance between the last car and the lead car.
Yeah, well, that's quite a few of them buzzing around the same little space on that track, but that's racing.
Yeah, they said there were 11,200 people up there last Saturday night, and I don't doubt it a bit. We started leaving there a little after 1. And when we got into our car, and before we got home, it was 2:30. It was about a 20-minute drive.
Holy smokes. Gee, with a crowd like that, boy, they ought to pay those guys something. Especially a guy that gets busted up, they ought to fix it up for him, hadn't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the payoff is up there, but I got an idea it must be fair, or they wouldn't go in there and smash them up the way they do.
10-4, because my heavens, it must be a lot of work, you know. You lug them things out, you have to tow them. Have to get a jeep to pull them down there. You got to get something to put them on coming back. They got a wheel off of them, or something's busted. You can't tow them. You got to use a wrecker clear from the park to the repair shop. And gee, then the repairs, the time, and one thing or another. I don't know whether that pays or not.
Well, of course, a lot of them go in just for the sport. And others go in, you know, to try to make some money. But it's rough all around. When you see 35 or 40 of them get the green flag and win the race, it's only about 10 or 12 left. So, of course, you won't get hurt.
Yeah, 10-4. Well, After all, it's only a little heavy tin on a chassis. And it's a wonderful thing they got a pipe train around them. I hope that pipe's good and strong.
It must be to sell them while they took an awful beating out there last week. There wasn't one. They got hurt outside a couple of scratches, and they went in over in, side over side, and upside down, and everything else. And that business, that whole solid good is inside there, and it got demolished.
I think of it, Bill. Sometimes in them, I don't know about them, but some of those racing cars, I seen them pile into one, another one come and hit them, and you go right over the top of another one, turning and twisting and right over the top and down on the other side, set right up on its motor, and then somebody come out along in the back and hit it again, right on his radiator, clear to what, I made a stop somewhere.
Now later on, they go there when they demolition race, where they try to save them up, or save up the other guy, and the one that continues running the longest is the winner.
Yeah, I see that on the TV and the movies, but I have never seen it live.
Yeah, I saw it one time at the fairgrounds quite a few years ago, and they had to go backwards. They wouldn't let them go straight ahead. They started on the track. Like the regular drivers, and instead of driving straight ahead, they just drive backwards. And boy, that was really they were saving their motors. They'd back in the other one, back in two, and side two, and everywhere with the motor. They didn't have any wheels, tires, or anything left to make it through.
Boy, that must be funny, though, Bill. You know what that put me in mind of? Intoxicated drivers.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. They was all over the track, just like the drivers all over the road. It was real interesting, but they don't use the regular stock cars for that. They pick up some old jalopies to the run, and when they end up over there, there's a seat to the steering wheel.
Boy, that was comical. I see all kinds of things moving, though, at the last one. I know one time, there was one that was pretty good shape there, and he was just getting away for, for a clean breath. And this fellow, all four wheels wobbling, says, I can't make it, and this guy's not either. So he swung around and hit the guy, and he came in with one hind wheel that was wobbling. I don't know how the thing went. It must have rubbed something, but that was wobbling back and forth. It put your mind in one of those mixes in a bowl, you know, how it wobbles.
I was surprising. I was down to Beach Ridge there, Portland, a few years ago, and the lead car, he was out front, and he was really gliding along, and he lost his front wheel. And he come in, said he was finished about three laps on his brake drum, and he took the checkered flag of where was the start line.
Yeah, 10-4. Usually that's pretty dangerous. I imagine if, if it's track is pretty dry, I imagine that sand or gravel or whatever it is, I imagine that could cause a fire when that thing heated up, wouldn't you? Couldn't have been any grease or anything left that rear end of the axle basin.
Yeah, that's the front wheel.
Oh, 10-4, yeah. Yeah, boy, that would have been something. But was he driving backwards, Bill?
Oh, dang, this is a regular race. And he had three laps to go, and then he got a third of a mile track. So that's putting in 9/10 of a mile. He drove 9:27, 27 1/3 is what he's going to call it. And he had to go around there three more times, 3/3 of a mile. So that's really putting a lot of strain on that iron, cast iron brake housing.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine. And them's a pretty expensive rig those fellas got there. What I mean, if they stayed one of them up, more than one thing or another, that runs into perhaps 10 or 15 cents.
There you go. Yeah, okay, Doug. Let's take care of the races. So I got to leave in. We'll see you later. So, KBC 7843 Mobile. It's clear as Cape, OA 4011 on Channel 9.
Yeah, I'm awful glad you give me a call back. I was in a hurry the last time, Bill, and I glad was able to finish a talk here, conversation, and you're sounding in good form. So I'll let you go and listen for you later. This is KOA 4011, clear with KBC 7843 Mobile.